Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people.
our testimony. So as you are declaring I have overcome, you are declaring words of testimony. Can you lift your hands right now? Declare that I have overcome. In your business, you overcome. In your job, you overcome. In your company, you overcome. Your family is delivered. Your family has overcome. Lift your hands. Release words of testimony. We have overcome.
Your hands say,
No name can change this like the name of Jesus. Everything bows at the name of Jesus. Nothing can stand the name of Jesus. Cancer dies at the name of Jesus. No situation can survive the name of Jesus. Demons run for their lives at the name of Jesus. His name is powerful.
Yesterday, today and forevermore, what you say is what you do. You never go, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Too faithful to fail me. Oh Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Hey, da, da, da. Oh, are too committed to leave me. Oh, Jesus, you are too consistent to leave me halfway. Yeah. What you start, you always finish. Lord, I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. What you start, you always finish. Lord, I'm here to testify. You're too faithful to fail me.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He multiplied unto you in the mighty, unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. What a wonderful and a mighty, mighty God He serves. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer for you from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning and in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us, the living God. Fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. We acknowledge in our lives in this service. We bow down to you and we surrender completely and totally to you, Spirit of the living God, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us. Holy Spirit, teach us. Holy Spirit, direct our paths. We are totally and completely dependent on you. We do not want to do things in our way, but we want to do things in a way that pleases the Father. So, Holy Spirit, we surrender to you every area of our lives, our families, our children, our spouses, this service, this week, this minute, this second, this hour, this day to you. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Holy Spirit, release your breath in us, each and everyone that is here this morning. Release your breath as breathe into our nostrils. Breathe into our nostrils, Holy Spirit. We need a refilling in the name of Jesus. Breathe in our nostrils, Holy Spirit. Breathe in us. Breathe in us. Release your breath in our atmosphere. Release your breath on this in this service, the cyberspace, the radio show, the network, the internet. Release your breath, Holy Spirit, now that you have ordained for us to be in. Release your breath. Turn it from the natural, the atmosphere. Let it move from natural to supernatural. Holy unto the Lord. You saw Moses take the shoes off. The place where you're standing is holy ground. Lord, we stand on your holy ground with our shoes off. Where your presence is, oh God, we bow down. We honor you. We bless you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Hallelujah, Spirit of Christ. We thank you. Anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9. None of God. We must have the Spirit of Christ to be sons and daughters of Almighty God. Lord, we have your DNA. We have the Spirit of Christ. Holy Spirit, teach us to be all that God has called us to be. That when others see us, we'll see the glory of God upon our lives. We are weak, but you are strong. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. Strengthen us, give us God the wisdom. Teach us the way in which we should walk, which we should go. Show us, give us wisdom, God, the wisdom. He said, if any man lack wisdom, hallelujah, then we should ask of you and you will give it to us liberally. Father God, personally admit I lack wisdom. I ask you, Lord, to release your wisdom liberally. In the name of Jesus, I need your wisdom. Anyone that is here and needs God's wisdom, you can go ahead and speak it out. Lord, I need your God's wisdom. If you think your wisdom is better than God's wisdom, that's you. But I know I need his wisdom, and I need it liberally in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for the gift of discernment, oh, God. Open our eyes, illuminate our eyes, Almighty God. Activate your anointing to a high level when it comes to discernment in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us be able to discern. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So, Lord, help us to walk by the Spirit of Christ and not by flesh. Let us not be fooled, because the Bible says even God's elect will be fooled. But sharpen our gifts of discernment in the name of Jesus. God, let wisdom liberally, oh God. In everything we do and say, we need your wisdom. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all that we have done that's not pleasing to you. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. We ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus perfect the works of our hands. Hallelujah. The blood heal us, deliver us, and set us. us free. The blood of Jesus makes us whole. The blood of Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood. Release the blood of Jesus in the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, in our environment, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Uriya ma san de 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 kuriya se de de ya koya makaya se de de ya ko uriya mukuya le kaya ma san de de ya kuriya ma se. We come in the volume of the book it is written of us. Lord Jesus said, Lord, I come in the volume of the book that is written. Father God, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. Everyone have a book that is in the library of Almighty God. Your book is there with your purpose, with your destiny. Hallelujah, that we must fulfill according to the will of God, what he has written in that book for us. So, Father, I just hear the Lord keep saying, Lord, I come in the book. Lord, I come in the book that is written of me in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I come in the book that is written of me in the name of Jesus. Father God, you have a book written for this ministry. Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come in the volume of the book that is written for this ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come in the volume of the book that is written of us. Lord, we come in the volume of the book that is written, perfect all that concerns us. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I keep saying it. I keep seeing a library, and I know it's a library of God. Hallelujah. I've seen it before. Lord, Uriya Mas. Lord, lead us in the path of truth and righteousness in the name of Jesus, the ancient path, oh God, that you have set us for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10, verse 7, and because I don't want you to think I'm just saying things out of my head, it's the Spirit of the Lord is speaking, and I want you to see what he's saying to us this morning. In the name of Jesus, Hebrews 10, 7, write this down. Then I said, lo, I come in the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. I want that to be your prayer this week. Then I said, lo, I come in the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10, 7. Write that down. Hebrews 10, 7. Hebrews 10, 7. Let's look at it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. I'm going to read Hebrews 10, and then you will see what the Spirit of God is saying. This is the scripture. You need to pray your scriptures, read your scripture, set it to show yourself approved. And ask God to give you divine revelation with understanding of what God is speaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be tossed up and down with strange and false doctrine. But the word, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I shall know the truth, and the truth will set me free. So Hebrews 10 says, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. That's the Old Testament. Jesus is, Paul is speaking about the Old Testament, but it could never fulfill, because those are sacrifices with lamb, goat, cows, and sheep. It only cover for 1 year during those days. Only 1 year. That's why they had to make atonement every year. The high priest had to go in behind the veil. That's why it's good to study and learn these things. Nobody has to tell you to study. You have to have that desire in you. But then, would they not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshippers once first should have no more conscience of sins. But in these sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he says, sacrifice thou wilt not, but a body thou hast prepared. In burnt offering and sacrifices for sins, thou hast no pleasure. Then I said, who is saying, Jesus, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me, hallelujah, to do thy will, O God. Hebrews 10:7. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offering for sin, thou wilt not, neither has pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then he said, hallelujah, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first that he may establish. I wish will we be sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Jesus made atonement once and for all. Hallelujah. So what I want you to do, and every priest, you're not going to be like the Old Testament priest. No, Jesus already paid the price. And every priest standing daily, ministering and offering times of secret sacrifices can never take away sins. But this man, who is that man? Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice, was sat down on the right hand of God. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. But after that he had said before, this is the covenant I will make with them after those days with the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, having an high priest over the house, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Without wavering, for he is faithful. I promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much more I see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a searching, fearful, looking for of judgment and fear indignation, we shall devote the adversary. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. As much, or how much sore punishment, suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who have trodden under the foot the Son of God, and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing have done despised unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that have said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, says the Lord again. The Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. But to call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye have illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Partly why ye made a gazing stuff both by reproaches and affliction, and partly why ye become companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion on me in my bones, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your covenants, which have great covenants of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. For we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of soul. Take your time. I read the whole thing. But take your time and read it, and you will see what the Spirit of God. Ultimate Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice. He paid the price once and for all for every one of us. Hallelujah. But I want you to remember this. Lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me to do the will of God. Your name on your book. Your book, your name there. My name on the book. Your name, individual, on the book. Everything that God has ordained and planned for you is in that book. And that book is to do the will of God. Hallelujah. To do the will of God. That's why he said, I will send you the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, we are here to do God's will. We are here to do the will. Each and every one of us have an assignment to do the will of God. When there's a book, when you go there, books are open. Your book will be open to see if you accomplish, you finish what God has sent you to finish. If I finish. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. So even when we stumble and we repent, we get back on track. The righteous man falleth seven times and he gets up. So I want you to know that while you got that breath and while I have this breath in me, do not, when you err from the Lord and you make mistakes, come to the throne of grace in the time of need, and he will forgive you if you repent of your sin. While you have life, you have hope. Jesus paid it all. Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. Do the will of God. Hebrews 10:7. Father, I thank you this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you for releasing this each and every one of us. Thank you that you have a book for each and every one of us. Lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me to do the will of God. And that's what happened with Jesus also. And then, when it's time for you to leave and need to leave this world, and you will do as the Father, Paul said, he's finished the race. He's finished it. He's done everything that is written in that book. He's poured everything God has placed inside of him. My brothers and sisters, nothing should be left in us. When we take our last breath, we should die empty. Hallelujah. Empty that we finish this. Hallelujah. 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 My brothers and sisters, we must be finished. We must be finished. So what are you gotta be finished, because remember what Jesus said? It is finished. He accomplished what God sent him to accomplish. He said, and then when he was in Gethsemane, when he had that anguish, he said, not my will, Lord, but my will be done. He said, in anguish, he said, I will, but let thy will be done. Hallelujah. Is it easy? No. It's hard. If the Holy Spirit will help us, then when it's time for us to go home, the people preaching your funeral, they don't be preaching lies. Okay? Hallelujah. They don't preach lies, because you finish what God sent you to do. What did Paul say in 2 Timothy 4? Verse 6, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Finish my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. Hallelujah. This is what, because you have finished that book, the will of God. And then when somebody preaching over our bodies, when we leave this world, when the time of departure, you have poured out all. That's why he said, I am now ready to be offered, and the time of the departure is at hand. Hallelujah. When he said, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Why? Because, Lord, you come in the volume of the book. It is written of you to do the will of Almighty God. Jesus said, I will never leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit, who will lead you, who will guide you, into all truth, who will teach you. Hallelujah. That's why we got to be focused on Almighty God to finish our assignment. Sometimes even a young baby that may be born and died in 1 second or whatever. He said, oh, the baby should have lived. No, maybe the baby finished their assignment that God sent. That book was written for that child. And it's finished. If it's in the will of God. Lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that every one of us do thy will and finish the books that you have set for us. I pray for my children. Lord, I pray for my grandchildren. I pray for my generation yet unborn. Lord, that they will walk in the ways of God and do the will of God. And I know the Holy Spirit will lead them and guide them. I pray for my husband. I pray for each and every one of us. Fill our divine assignment. Give us that your wisdom. Strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Open our eyes. Sharpen our gifts of discernment in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning for this word. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. And so, Lord, this week we once again turn it into your hands. In the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within. We ask you, Lord, to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding, protecting us, and doing your bidding. We thank you, Lord, for the fresh oil and the fresh anointing. We thank you, Lord, for Jehovah Jireh for providing for us according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for healing us, making us whole again. We thank you, Lord, for leading and directing our paths. We thank you, Lord, Jehovah Jireh, for an overflow of your blessings. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness. Lord, teach us to love and forgive. Oh, Jesus, I cancel every work of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus, against our lives, against our destinies, against God's plans and purpose for our lives. We cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We cancel every satanic plan and calendar against God's plans and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. We cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives and destiny. Only the holy counsel of God shall prevail in our lives. I decree and declare and prophesy that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And no tongue that rise, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every evil calendar, satanic calendar, evil plans of the enemy against our children, our grandchildren, against our spouses. In the name of Jesus, we cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus and superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. Father God, we shall let us declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for interfering. We thank you for warring on our behalf. We thank you, Lord, the battle is not ours. It's the Lord you wanted more than 2,000 years ago on the cross. We claim victory for ourselves, victory for our children, victory in the name of Jesus for our spouses, for our parents that are alive. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. Take off your shoes. The place where you stand is holy ground. Take off your shoes. The place where you stand is holy ground. Take off your shoes. The place where you stand is holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Oh God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for wisdom. God, the wisdom. We thank you, oh God, the steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord. We are only good in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your greater grace. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said you would never leave us. Oh God, I forsake us, and we stand on your word and promises, oh God. We stand on your word and promises that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. In the name of Jesus, we pray for an overflow of blessings. Shield us with your favor, O God. Father God, we come against seen and unseen enemies, known and unknown enemies, against God's plans and purpose for our life, against us, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we destroy through the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus every evil plan of the enemy against us, against our lives, against God's plans and purpose for us, in the name of Jesus. And we superimpose God's holy plan and purpose for our lives and destinies. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. The Lord build the house, the builder build it in vain. Take everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed week. In Jesus' name, thank you for joining us this morning.